Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Carrie is significantly older than me.
But
significantly
older. She's the president and you're the vice president.
Well, actually, if you really want to break it down, the way our house works is like she's the president and I'm like Prince Harry.
From a different country?
Yeah, exactly. With no real power.
Not gonna doubt that at all.
Probably getting into trouble at any given time.
So I grew up in a townhouse that had a sliding glass door that constantly jammed or a problem. My dad was yelling, screaming at everybody.
I think it's defective technology,
yes.
To be honest.
Yeah.
You know what you need to protect yourself, Mike, is a Charlie bar.
Right. A Charlie bar that goes right across.
Look at this. No one will get in.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
I can't believe he did that to me before the show, Rob. I can't believe he was comparing my relationship.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he was doing. Mm-hmm. You know that.
Yeah.
That's what he was doing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know. I mean, that was just data years. That, yeah,
well, I mean, your data was skewed.
Yeah. When I gave you all the proper data, it was not the same.
Well, you seem happy. I'm happy for you. Like,
what do you mean? I seem happy.
Well, I don't know what goes on behind that that backdrop. Like, I don't know what's really happening. Like, I know you're happy, but you seem happy, but I don't know you're happy. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but you have trouble getting by the age difference between. Obviously, you discriminate against me due to my May-December relationship.
I've grown up in a culture that says, "Oh, bring it on." I remember the first time I ever had a bad breakup. I would say. In college, my mom, our dad walked in. I think it was my dad. He's like, "Hey, your future wife is in preschool. Like, don't even worry about it." Like, I think people that get married age like 2 or 3 years apart. I think that may be a problem because
Your dad didn't want you to marry a preschooler, though.
No,
right?
he said the girl that you're going to marry is just getting started. Right?
Okay. All right.
Because in Latin America, because
I don't know your culture.
Let me bring the audience up to speed. So,
please,
and I'll do this in a very respectful way.
Mike,
so
you seem happy,
right. That was the same thing with the first comment. F you. You know, well, you know, what's the separation? What's the difference between your wife's age and your wife?
That's the mother of my child.
Yeah, that's 17, the one. 17 years together, coming up on 18 years together. You know, mm-hmm. That's where I wrote. Would it surprise you if you were made aware of the fact that at the time that I started dating my wonderful, beautiful, talented, tough.
Yeah, she's
brought herself
egg.
Up through difficult she's circumstances.
Knockout.
Would it surprise you to know? That at that particular time, I had gone out on maybe one date with a person who was younger, actually a little older than Carla. I still considered her extremely young. And that I had shared with my friends in Manatole, Virginia, I had shared the fact that I think women of a certain age are all nuts. That was my ageism. I was saying to myself, I will make it clear. I've never really emphasized it, but I think it's important to do that. For you, Oscar Santana,
yes.
To point out to you and anyone that might, Carla, Carla,
great.
I can hear you. We're taping. I'm talking about
ba,
you.
Ba, 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 ba.
You seem happy.
He does.
Yeah.
Come, just keep your voice down.
What is so all fired important that she has to run her mouth right now?
Well, when you guys hopefully get down here, and I'd love you both to come.
God willing.
Mike, it's not a good time.
It's not a good time. You bring your mask. Getting back to it. I really want to stress this. Yes, there is a gulf of years between my bride and I. I in no way was looking for a younger person. I was looking for love. Make no mistake about that. I was a gaping emotional hole. But the story of me meeting my bride was I was out at a local watering hole, not mine. That should have told me that I was going to have a failing restaurant because I used to like to spend time in the other place because that's where everybody in that town
went. Didn't you call it market research, though? You called it market research.
Sitting on the patio at this other restaurant in Manassas. Right. And I see this woman, and she caught my eye, as she catches a lot of people's eye. And I couldn't stop kind of looking at her. Mm-hmm. Then a friend of ours, a mutual friend, had a party after hours.
An after party.
Yes. An after party, which were, you know, how I survived those at my advanced age, I'm surprised. But I had a lot of friends that were younger guys, and there were older guys like me that hung out with the same group. It was kind of the
Ain't no
Manassas
party like an after party.
Bar well, I know scene. How you survive those parties, Mike, is because that's when the show started at 3.
Yeah, that is true. That's really true.
I'll sleep tomorrow.
Didn't have to worry. I wasn't getting up. You know, I was right. Mike. So the thing about it is that I observed Carla and really being sort of circled. I just would every now and then I'd catch her out of the corner of my eye and I'd be looking at her and she's being stalked by some of these guys. So at the end of the night, when I had a little liquid courage, I ended up asking her to dance, and they had music in this living room, and we did a kind of a silly little dance. And then later, she went off to her friends. I went back out to the patio.
I
danced. And then later, later on, late,
yeah.
I ended up sitting down with her and chatting with her, and we talked at this party for 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
2.5 hours. At the end of the conversation, I got her phone number. And
nice.
I said, I will call you Tuesday. And that's when I tapped on the window and there was this really nice college student. I said, I got a number. How do you like them, Apple? No.
Did Carla say, if my mom answers, just say that, you know, you're looking for Carla?
She had her own apartment. Ass. She had her own apartment, Centerville, Virginia. Thank you very much. And we met with our first date at Clyde's in Tyson's Corner. And we never looked back. And that's
I just realized, Mike, Clyde's has been there for many of the key moments of your relationship.
Yeah.
True
story. Yeah.
Don't say it. I'm in a defensive mode right now. I'm taking enough crap from him.
It's a great, you know, I will say this. It's a great outfit, Clyde's.
And, you know, the second incident was not in any way related to love. It was related to hate and anger.
No, actually, it was because you were defending her honor.
Yeah, well, I was, yeah. I suppose.
I just didn't realize that it was a key player in two incidents.
But this is a fact, and I speak for women and men who have gotten into relationships with people who are older or younger. That I believe that short term, it's sometimes not the best thing to do because you are perhaps engaging in that relationship for the wrong reasons. But I had no choice with what I did for a living and the fact that I was out in public at my restaurant. I don't want to say bombarded, but it was pretty close with people going, well, you know, that age, constant. She got ten times worse
jealous,
than I got it.
Mike. There is that.
Well, some of them still might be.
I'm certainly not jealous.
Well, you're the one that gave me crap about the age difference.
No, I think you completely misread what I said.
Well, maybe I did, but it's certainly stung.
I've been
celebrating. Your question, let me quote you from 10 seconds before.
Yes.
You said to me, what's that age difference between you and Carla again?
Yes, in reference to another age difference that you were knocking down.
I feel what happened as an observer is that...
I said nothing about the age difference.
There was a lovely conversation
on. You're aware of that, right? I said nothing about the age difference, ever.
I brought it up. I said Todd is living the dream, which I was saying, that's
the
case.
And then you rolled immediately into...
And then I rolled into it. I was like, well, you know about this.
Right.
What's the age difference between you and
So that
and
begs
your wife.
The question. Did I, Mr. Prosecutor, bring up the age difference?
But I wasn't knocking it down. I'll celebrate.
Let's go to the arbiter. He was there for it. I mean,
there
I
was a negative. There was a negative snarky? Flavor to it. It was snarky. And what happened
he's a fair juror.
There was an undertow. And what happened is, even if Mike had been standing near the conversation and the issue at hand, he got swept up into it.
Is it undertow?
It might not have been your
undertone.
Fault. Undertow. I'm talking about an ocean thing.
The inference was that there was somehow a similarity relationship you were referring to of a friend of yours. Yeah.
Parallels were drawn.
And the over a decade marriage that exists down here with a six-year-old
child. It's nice to put in, I guess maybe it's easier if you're younger, older, female or male, it doesn't matter, May, December romances. It's easier to, I guess, establish a president role and vice president role when you have a little more experience in life. That's the way I look at it.
Well, we all know that your soul is full of gadgets and you're truly a monster.
Yeah.
Yes. So you might be wrong, because let me clarify this.
I won't.
That the president role in my household really is, Carla can go into the Mayo Clinic without a mask anytime she wants, and I can drink Lysol anytime I want. But I really have to say this. I've never said this on the show before.
Right.
That her age had nothing to do with
your
relationship
falling in love
with her.
Right.
I was not there. I believe there are people that actually, guys that go, consider it a badge of honor. Hey, I got this young, hot chick that I'm going out with. It had nothing to do with that.
Carrie is significantly older than me.
But significantly
older. She's the president and you're the vice president.
Well, actually, if you really want to break it down, the way our house works is like she's the president and I'm like Prince Harry.
From a different country?
Yeah, exactly. With no real power.
Not gonna doubt that at all.
Probably getting into trouble at any given time.
So,
and now, our kids are the Yorkies.
Also, I want to point out about my relationship that early on in my relationship, marriage was the furthest thing from my
marriage.
I have been through a second marriage that was extremely difficult and painful and hurtful, and I did not want to put myself through that again. And that wasn't fair to her because she was younger and she'd been through a very difficult relationship and had come out on the other side of that. And so
it just goes to show, Mike, you never can tell. I mean, so far, this has been your most successful marriage.
C'est la vie, c'est the old folks. It goes to show you really
can't tell.
So at the end of the day, when I am compared in any way to a May-December romance that might be, short-lived.
Yours is non-traditional.
By the way, if you were a betting man.
Yes.
And we were referencing that other May-December romance.
Yeah.
What throw a percentage on it. Your 50, odds of 50, success.
50-50.
If you're being generous. They were giving me and Carla 80-20, 90-10. No one, what I heard more than anything? Oh, it'll never last.
Really?
It'll never last. Yes.
Yeah.
Because of the age difference. People do that. Carla was approached by a stranger at O'Mara's restaurant in Manassas, Virginia, and a woman said this to her. Honey, when you get done catting around, maybe you ought to find a man your own age.
Oh, damn. Meow.
That's how sweet and kind that town was.
Beautiful town.
Total stranger in that zit. You know, that's what happened with that. So at the end of the day.
Manassas has a lot of confidence for, and trust me, I've worked there and I've stayed there and we've worked, not just with Mike, but with other iterations. There is a part of Manassas that has the confidence of, like, let's say, Beverly Hills. And I don't know where it comes from.
I do.
You know what
it's
I mean?
A dumb jock confidence. We all knew them in high school. They weren't bright enough to know that they didn't have the advantage they thought they had.
And that's why they're still in town.
Exactly.
They're still in town and they still kind of hang.
And Mike, there is one fact that needs to be said is that through it all, no matter what, outside of family, your longest, most successful relationship has been with me.
True.
It's true.
Yeah.
Sorry about
They'll
that.
Always have
it's
your
true.
Back.
Yeah. Yeah. And if I stay with Carla and Rob lives,
Well,
you know, I mean, he drives me nuts, but I mean that would never change if we went down to the end and I dropped dead.
Okay,
but
how about
still
this?
Be the winner?
What if all
and
is
Oscar,
said and
by
done,
the way, is Oscar is third?
Third? Yeah.
No, Andrew Harold. No. Andrew Harold
number
beats
one,
both
number
of you
one,
guys.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So you'll end
that
up with him in an apartment.
That wonderful human being has been there, and you know, I speak to him twice a year now, but that's okay.
Hey, that's okay. How a marriage can work.
It still counts. It still counts. But to make it clear,
yes.
I did not go looking for a younger person. I simply fell
in spite of
it.
Actually.
No, now, the looks
did it
have,
help? Did it help that she was striking and younger?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but because
it
literally
didn't work.
But it's about
it.
This first.
I couldn't take my eyes off her. But I should also say that the 2.5 hour conversation. You don't sit there and have a 2.5 hour conversation with somebody, even if there's a little drinky drink, really, without having some basis for at least a first date,
which we did.
And then you know what? The
conversation where you were talking about it was like Miley Cyrus and iCarly and stuff like that.
It's exactly what it was.
Did you see Britney shaved her head? I know, right? Jeez.
Leave her alone. Now!
No, I may have poured my soul out.
Yeah.
And she may have done the same.
And then Carla said, you got her with a grand gesture when you gave her an SUV, a free SUV for like, what, for 6 months? And they were like, oh, who's this guy?
Mm-hmm,
remember that? Yeah.
I gave her the use of a vehicle because we would be going to each other's place.
Yeah.
And that happened a lot.
So to speak.
Yeah.
This is before.
Making do you
love.
See that snark, though? He won't let it go. Did you
no,
see?
No, that's
he
that
had
is
to get
a,
that dig out.
Mike, I wasn't
only,
gonna let
hold
him.
On. Wait a minute, Rob. Let me defend myself for Christ's sake. I'll go to you because you're the juror. Shut up. He was trying to say that I bought her. That I bought her.
I know. Like you went out and stroked a check and said, here is a brand new automobile. Here's the thing. That is perhaps his most dastardly ploy thus far today, because that is a real under the radar, not known fact that we don't address. And he pulled that out of his valise and said,
because he
lingers
on her.
Of course.
Because that's why Chad and Oscar are the fifth and sixth junkie. That's what they are. Always will be. Nothing I can do about it. That's all. Right. That's all we can say about him. And it's true. And by the way, what he does when he does that, and he knows this, is that he injects me like a giant hypodermic needle with self-doubt.
Uh-huh.
He injects that, even though, because he knows that my angst and my anxiety, even after 17 years together, is like, you bought her affection. You bought her affection. That's what Hey, Carla, can you come here for a minute, please?
Meanwhile, Oscar is pulling like a dummied receipt from Oarsman Chevrolet out of his briefcase. Would you like to address this, please?
0.0% and zero payments.
60 months.
I don't know
which
where
is longer than they gave the relationship.
Hope she's coming in here.
Mike.
Well, you yelled at her. Yeah. You probably hurt her feelings.
Carla, you coming in? All right, come here.
Yeah.
Just doing a show. He doesn't have distance learning for another 25 minutes. Hi, come on in. Here, pop in for a second. Here, let me.
Hi, Carla.
Hi, Carla.
Hey, guys.
All right, hold on. Let me turn your microphone on. All right.
Oh, like the shade.
You got it. You have to. Microphone, a camera right up.
Like the shade. She's on camera. She's on camera.
Come up a little closer.
I don't want to. My leg muscles hurt.
Oh, she just
mine too.
I'm sore.
Just five, so we could see. In the
I
camera.
Love the shades. Hi. It is like
hey,
Jackie
you look
O.
You look
been
fantastic.
Observed by paparazzi.
Thank you.
All right, I'll ask the question, please.
All right, mm-hmm.
No interrupting. A friend of mine, very good friend, very dear friend, indicated had a memory of the fact that I let you use a vehicle. By the way, you had the wrong vehicle.
Sorry.
A vehicle for a time when we early in our relationship.
Yeah, you did. It was so much fun. I love that car. Yeah. I mean, I had my own car, but he let me drive that one around. I and that was
all right.
Like
my question would be, it sounds like it meant a lot to you.
It sounded a little like Larry.
Sounds like it meant a lot to
that's
you.
That's why I stayed with you. Don't you know that?
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Bye. Thanks for dropping by. Thanks for dropping by. Hey, we're going to start the show 2 minutes early today. Start the goddamn show, Rob.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Maggie says she's running late.
It can wait.
Well, it says it can't. It says I got to change a crazy straw. Why don't they have a self-changing catheter? Okay, business idea. What if I told you that I can create a self-changing catheter?
I would ask where your biomedical engineering degree was from. Look, Del, just find something you love doing and then find a way to scale it. I mean, what are you really good at?
Well, it's clearly not this. You know, can we just not talk? Especially when I feel like I'm in the worst porno ever.
It's no big deal.
I mean, it's no big deal. You ever touched another man's,
What, you can't even say the word?
If I can say the word.
Well, say it.
No.
Just say it.
I don't want to.
Penis.
Stop it.
Okay, fine. Jeez.
All right. Done. Young Merlin's got the sword.
So that would make my penis the stone, then?
Can you stop saying that word?
Just using your analogy.
Stop saying the word. I'm asking you.
Okay.
It's not helping me.
Okay.
All right, so I'll take this out. All right. Let's do it. This don't look like it's gonna fit, man.
That's what she said.
All right. You ready? I'm not ready. Give me a second. God damn. Come on, Dell. Shake it off, boy. Ha! 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 All right, let's go. Come in fast. Grab it. What? Come on, man. Come on, man. What is that? What, you had a Cialis for breakfast or something?
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
If you want to grab a funny movie, that's a movie called The Upside with Kevin Hart and Bryan Cranston. That is a really fun movie. I couldn't believe I was so surprised. Changed my opinion on Kevin Hart as an actor. That's how good that movie was.
Pretty
we
solid.
Are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, heard all over the world, from Tracy, California, to Blackwell, Oklahoma, from Grand Chute, Wisconsin, to Boiling Springs, Pennsylvania. Don't have a dialect for them. From Mason, Michigan, that's the Midwest, to Canberra, Australia.
I think that for Pennsylvania, terrible. Mike, it would be, so did you go there then?
No, I don't think so. It's more Midwest than Pennsylvania.
They do the question thing weird in Pennsylvania. Ah, did you go there?
Well, I married a Pennsylvania girl, the aforementioned yeah. Carla. I can give you the dialect. I've got that.
Okay.
The dialect is the lazy tongue. So oh. When you go out, if you sit down and you have dinner, you don't have a meal, you have a meal.
Oh,
a meal.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. What color is that? Oh, it looks like aqua. No, I think it's tell. Tell. Our show today brought to you by MyBookie. Hey, quarantiners, bored, listless, depressed? Do you crave competition? No sports, no problem, because you've got MyBookie with games like blackjack, roulette, slots, war, and more. You got to try war. What is war, Rob? I've never played war.
War is great. It's in the standard sense, two stacks of cards, you flip
right.
them. And whoever has the higher card wins that round unless there's a tie. Then you go, I declare war, and then you bet three cards. And the first person to win all the cards wins.
Sounds like fun.
It's great.
Love games. Well, I'm a degenerate gambler. Shouldn't probably mention that during this sport, but I am. I love gambling. It's so much fun. Hey, the coolest, MyBookie has live casino dealers online. That's right. MyBookie has professional dealers at the tables live on site 24/7. This is one of the best online gambling sites I have ever seen. You know, you see them all over the place where they do this. MyBookie's got it figured out. Best thing about it, when you go to their website, they really do have live dealers. You want to play blackjack? You play with a dealer who is dealing the cards. It's spectacular. They do sports, too, if you want to bet on virtual action like NBA 2K20. I've signed up. I love it. You will, too. We need this now while you're sheltering at home.
Do
sheltering.
It.
The bomb's coming. And you can trust an industry leader like MyBookie. They're reliable. They're upright. They pay fast. That's great. Visit MyBookie.ag. That's MyBookie.ag. Use the promo code TMOS for a 150% bonus on your first casino deposit. That's promo code TMOS to receive more than double your deposit and a cash bonus all the way up to $750. Use promo code TMOS to activate the offer, mybookie.ag. You spin, you win, you get paid.
And, you know, thinking now, of that, Mike, yes. You don't have to gamble to play War, and War would be a perfect game for Michael. It is a great entry-level card game that will help him actually, you know, practice his numbers and stuff, but also start to learn how to deal with cards. And War is a good one, and you guys could play that. I think you should.
Well, I'll speak about him hopefully if we get to it later in the show, because he I got him a pull-up bar, and I want to tell you all about that. Now, you're smirking. I want him to be
I wonder if it's the same brand as mine.
Your pull-up bar?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that. Well, you know what? Enough of that. We got to get the mailbag or I won't get it. That's
that's right. Yeah,
so it's not all about me. It's all about you. Got to get to my lemon house. Got sidetracked at the beginning of the show today. Feeling really good about myself now. Now tighter, brighter, for your listening pleasure. Happy Tuesday, everybody. You know, you never know what she's going to say, do you? You never know what any of our wives are going to say.
No.
Right?
I kind of predicted she might have said that, though.
Well, that was genuine.
Yeah.
Not going to lie. That was genuine.
Yeah. And Mike, point of order. Wednesday today. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
Wednesday, yeah. Yes. Sorry, we usually do it on Tuesday. Hey, guys. I'm a little flustered, okay?
No, well, I understand.
Like, in fairness, every day's a Zoom day now.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, every day's a Zoom day. We're all here in the home. Hey, guys. I'm usually a same-day or next-day podcast listener, but I seldom listen live. I live in Manassas. Oh, sorry. Hey, sorry I said that.
Good for
and
you.
I'm an essential employee, so the 7 p.m. start to Friday's show was perfect for me to tune in live and imbibe along with the rest of the TMOS Nation. I love the Facebook Live feed, and I was curious, will there ever be another 7 p.m. start? It helps the East Coasters, too. Thanks for your time, Frank Lussier, or Lussier, or Lussier, or Lussier. Frank, you want to know when there's another 7 p.m. start? How about this Friday?
Yay!
Woo! That's right, that's right. That's right. This Friday, we are going to have another 7 p.m. start. It was so well received by not just the West Coast, but everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We will be starting the TMOS cocktail party as much as our livers can stand it.
That's right.
At 7 p.m., I will be going easier this week than I did last week.
IW for you again?
I don't know. I'm not sure if I'm going to go with Irish whiskey.
Okay.
I think I might have to switch it up. But yes, excuse me, 7 p.m. this Sunday, the TMOS cocktail party. Friday. I'm sorry.
It's Zoom day.
Christmas day at noon.
7 p.m. Friday night, 7 p.m. Oscar's got his jack.
Start now. Yeah.
And we'll see you there. So please join us, won't you? Greetings, all. I am currently watching the Friday TMOS Cocktail Hour live, and Carrie is everything.
Oh, boy.
I have not laughed this hard in a long time. I had hoped 2020 was going to be an amazing year. Well, as it turns out, it bit me and my family hard. My sister, aged 45, passed away in February from leukemia.
Mm.
Now there's COVID, but we will get through this and thrive. This show right now has given me so many long overdue hard laughs. I love you all, but I love Carrie so much more.
Yes.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Mike.
Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Keep the good stuff coming. Misty in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I would promise her that Carrie is going to be on the show. We have no guarantees, correct?
No, but we have re-upped on champagne. We have the start time. I think she will be by.
That's good. That's
love to have her.
Very good.
Please.
Next letter says, hi, guys. Love to have her along. Hi, guys. I was just watching The Natural on the MLB Network. It is such a great film. Yes, it is. One of my top five. With a great cast. And, of course, certain lines absolutely remind me of TMOS. Thanks for all the great shows during all of this. That's the montage where they're winning the games.
I bought this soundtrack album when the movie came out for this one song. I bought the LP for a minute and 5 seconds of music. But it's awesome. Love it.
It's great. Your honest conversations are refreshing. Well, I don't know about that. And greatly appreciated. Thank you also for your kindness and humor during this time. Stay healthy and safe. Missy Booker, I know that name.
Yeah, she's
online.
Great.
Next letter says, hi, guys. Friday's bonus show was the best yet. Yeah, gotten a lot of that. A great freewheeling free-for-all. Yes, siree. And I was trying to grab that wheel. You have quite a thing here with these cocktail parties. It might not still be a weekly thing once the quarantine is done. We want you to keep your livers.
True.
But think about it as something you could do on a fairly regular basis. And kudos to Oscar. Friday's show had a four-way from four different locations with no skip whatsoever. How about that?
Nice.
Big win. Big win.
That's network-level stuff. Except it's better than network-level stuff. Everyone from the Today Show to Colbert has skips with their quarantine connectivity. Thanks again for doing what you do, together, apart. Tom Schmidt, a tech guy. So that
a
is
man who definitely knows his stuff, Oscar. That's high
warmly
praise.
Warmly received from Tom. Hi, gentlemen. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan was on television this week mentioning that hundreds of people in Maryland called the COVID hotline to ask if ingesting Clorox was okay. See, he doesn't know the power. Sometimes I don't think he knows the power of his words.
No.
I would love to hear some of those calls, if possible, because I was wondering if perhaps Baltimore Billy called the hotline. Hello there. I was wondering, could we get some of that, Clorox to gargle with? I think that'd be fantastic. Hello? Oh, you're not picking up. What's wrong with you?
You are a rude, terrible person.
No, I'm not a rude, terrible person. Just want to know if, this Clorox I can maybe gargle with or
you're
something.
You're so disgraceful.
I'm not disgraceful. Who the hell are you telling me? Disgraceful.
You will never make it.
Oh, F you. That's Nate Darling of West Sacramento. Got a little more than you bargained for, Nate. Hello, TMOS and TMOS Nation. My husband, Mike Jenkins, has been a longtime fan dating back to the WJFK days. He loves you guys. He listens every day to every show, including the bonus shows. He even bought Rob's fruitcake. Every year on the way to and from family vacations, we binge listen to TMOS. Every year when the mailbag comes up and you give a birthday greeting to someone, Mike says to me, that would be nice if you sent in a birthday message for me.
That would be nice.
That's funny. People like to hear their names on the show.
They do.
Well, every year I've forgotten, but this year is his 40th birthday. And the fact that he asked to celebrate in quarantine, hopefully with a cocktail hour thrown in there, I figured I'd send in a message hoping you would put it on the show. Can you wish him happy birthday? His birthday is tomorrow. Thanks, you guys. Stay safe. Liz Jenkins. So, Mike Jenkins, happy birthday. Woo. Happy 40th. You got a good lady there. You got a good lady.
Thank you, Liz, for making the effort.
Yep, thank you. Wonder if you ever let her drive a fancy car.
Mike, let it go, man.
it'll be with me all day. Let's see. Final letter.
Yes.
I hold in my hand the final letter.
Hi-o!
Yes. May a diseased yak take a trip around the block in your Lexus SC430.
Again, let it go.
Dear Mr. Podcast Guy. That's like pastime. Mr. Podcast Guy.
I love it.
Mr. Podcast Guy. In honor of sunnier days ahead and the traditional May flowers that follow all of these April showers, I have a request. Could you play Everything's Coming Up Roses by Ethel Merman? I would certainly appreciate it. Yours in Christ, Mike Ogden of Maryland. You know, before we move on,
yeah.
I think... if you're having trouble and you're getting a little squirrely, we have something in the news today about people's tolerance and when they're going to reach the breaking point. I feel it from a lot of people that people are kind of waiting and it might be bad for us. It may not. I hope it isn't, but I think it worries me. Let's hear a little to cheer you up from one of the great voices, a woman you could hear in the back seats on Broadway for many, many moons, the great Ethel Merman, to cheer you up, ladies and gentlemen.
You'll be swell.
There she
You'll
is.
Be great. Gonna have the whole world on a plate. Starting here, starting now. Honey, everything's coming up.
COVID! You know, it makes me a little ill at ease because at the end of our karaoke night in St. Louis when we did the DVD party, I sang
Cleveland?
This at karaoke. Was it Cleveland or St. Louis?
Cleveland.
You know what? I'm really not the one to ask that night.
St. Louis, we would have been going in the other direction, Rob.
I suppose you're right.
Well, if it was St. Louis, we would have been going south.
Yeah.
You see, any night that ends up with me behind the bar pouring myself cherry-infused bourbon, probably don't trust me for geography.
What was that bourbon called, anyway?
Red Stag.
Yes.
Red Stag.
Yeah,
That's right.
And it is so powerful that I ended up sleeping with Oscar the next day. Snugabug, I believe, was the word.
It was two grown men.
I believe it was one
I
of
was
the days.
A little spoon.
It was one of the road trip days where Rob was not one of the first people down at the bus.
The last
and,
one.
The last one, and we never waited for Rob.
No.
But we waited for him that day. You know?
I tell you what, when I woke up, my phone was ringing, my cell phone was ringing, my cell phone alarm was going off, and the alarm clock in the room was going off, and I remember slowly opening my eyes and saying, what is all that noise?
And that
I've never
morning,
heard like that. Never heard
that,
like that.
That morning, I will always remember as the one member of our cast who did not join in the festivities, and he really didn't care.
No.
Yeah, I remember
telling,
that.
Isn't it?
It was. Yeah. I should have known something was afoot with that. But that was coming back from Iowa on the TMOS road trip to Iowa City.
Yes.
And we stopped in Cleveland. It was a meh destination because we were kind of off the interstate in a suburb of Cleveland, Ohio. And we went down, I think it was a Radisson Hotel.
Yes.
Yep.
Where we sat down and had a very, very Radisson-y kind of meal.
Terrible dinner. Terrible
dinner.
Yeah,
really
if you've
not
ever
good.
Had a medium steak, and I don't mean the way they cook it. I'm just talking about the overall quality of the meat.
Yeah.
Radisson says medium.
It was medium and breakfast steak quality from a Waffle House, and we were all sitting there, and we had the camera because our guy, Gain Foster.
Good guy.
Good guy.
A great guy and a videographer who got everything on tape. Really, you could not have a reality show cameraman. And Game Foster caught it on camera when I said to one of the young ladies that I think enjoyed some meals at the Radisson. I said to her, is there anything going on a Sunday night in Cleveland? And she said, no, not really. And so my shoulders slumped. And then she said, well, there is karaoke right around the corner. And we were told that within walking distance, there was a local watering hole.
It was like a mile away.
Was it called the Red Fox?
Something like that.
Yeah, I think it was, yeah. That
and
I remember.
A strip mall bar that from the outside looked like maybe there was nobody inside. Well, there was one person in there. And we walked in and saw what to this day for me is perhaps the greatest.
The best.
Karaoke setup for a small bar I've ever seen in my life.
It was like
coming with smoke.
I mean, it looked like a mountain concert. I mean, it had stacks of amps, fog machine, flashing lights. And in the bar was us.
Right.
The karaoke DJ.
Yep.
The bartender.
Right.
And one guy who left after we started singing. And we were there until literal closing. What a night.
Yeah.
What a night.
It was a late closing, too. So thank you for that, Mike Ogden. Hope that was something you appreciated. We will take a break and come back, and I will tell you about Lemon House 2020. That's right. Lemon House.
Lemon House.
Lemon House. We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. And now with King's Things, here's Larry.
I got a lot of respect for people who understand calculators. The Masked Singer makes me gassy. I never kissed a plumber. I have no idea how she got there, officer. I always forget about Ohio. Weird. The interior of my car still smells like salad dressing. I don't have any fingernails. If you want funny, you want the TMOS bonus show. Go to MichaelMaryShow.com. Use your mouse. Buy it. It's good. Okay?
Buy it.
Thank you, Larry. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Liquid IV. Here's one of the things I love most about Liquid IV. They're on a mission to change the world. Liquid IV, listen to what they're doing here. They are donating 2.3 million servings in response to COVID-19. They're donating to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, and active military. There's Oscar holding up one of the packets. That's yes. what they look like, and that's what they look like in the water, mm-hmm. and they taste great, and they will hydrate you. Dehydration occurs in 75% of all people. Think about the people on the front lines in this healthcare crisis that need to stay hydrated, and it tastes so damn good. It's good stuff. The dehydration can lead to headaches, brain fog, all sorts of bad things. To stay hydrated with water alone, you'd have to drink 8 full 8-ounce glasses a day. Thankfully, there's Liquid IV, the fastest, most efficient way to stay hydrated. One serving of Liquid IV provides the same hydration as drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water alone. And proper hydration can boost your immunity. Liquid IV is available nationwide at Target, Whole Foods, and Costco. Or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Get better hydration today at liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS. And remember, nationwide at Target, Whole Foods, or Costco. All right, as many of you know, I have been in this house over 2 months now, and here, gentlemen.
Does it make any sounds you're unaccustomed to? It's always weird when you go to a new place, there's like sounds and settling and stuff like that. Are you accustomed to the surroundings?
No. As a matter of fact, probably less sounds than the other house, but the ice maker in the refrigerator makes a clacking sound, which is kind of common for people that hear that. Like, clack, what's that? And it sounds different than where I was before. But
I bet you've never run out of ice.
You never run out of ice your whole life, Arthur. We understand it is small, Arthur. We also understand that you are very drunk. So this began, I think in earnest, this began with an issue with the dryer. Mm. And we had not one, not two, not three, but 4 repair trips because of this dryer. And at one point, when you go through that many repair guys, one of them will inevitably
stop it.
No, they won't say,
did he come?
One of the repair guys will inevitably say, you probably need a new one. Well, these were allegedly new appliances. Now,
right.
Smart homeowner does due diligence. Oscar's been through it. I've been through it. You do due diligence and you find out, I'm sorry, okay? I'm not that meticulous. I know some people are, where you find out exactly how old the appliances are. All I know is this dryer did not work. So that's number one.
It was supposed to be a new appliance, just for the record.
It looked like a new appliance.
A newer
appliance. It looked kind of space age and new, and it had that, but it didn't dry the clothing.
Did it involve a hand crank and 2 rollers that the clothes went through? Because then it was probably sort of old.
There is appliance insurance that they try to tack on your mortgage.
I hate that.
Is that something that you thought about?
No.
Because I said no.
It's like buying a warranty for a car. Don't do that.
I said no to it because half the appliances didn't work already, so they knew that.
Well, you don't even have appliances, right?
Yes, I got nothing.
Right.
So when you count the dryer, that's the first one, and that's our first musical interlude.
That's big.
Sitcom Lemon House. There we go. All right, so that's the dryer. By the way, 4 visits for repairman, a vent cleaner who then came out and nicked me for cleaning all the vents in the house, not just the dryer vent. So throw that in. And by the way, these were not cheap repairs.
Did he do the thing where he blows lint all over your front yard, or did he suck the lint up?
I wasn't here.
Okay.
I was in the bedroom.
Did they tell you, hey, you know, it's all about efficiency. So if you get all of this lint out at once,
I don't have to come back. Dryer might fix itself.
All I know, I lived 20 years in the house before. No vent. They're probably going to go through the whole thing. That'll probably start a fire. But anyway.
Clothes are wet. That's it.
Okay. So after that, I'm
like
trying
mold.
To do this sequentially here.
Okay, good.
All right. Let me do my impression, if I can, when we first moved into the house, shortly thereafter, to the space age, very exciting kitchen faucet that we had over our sink, which had space age technology. I don't know if you've seen
these. Touchless?
There you go. You touch it and it comes on and off.
My sister had one of those.
Yeah. Wait, let me give you a little, if I can, I'll try to give you an audio indication of the water pressure on that miracle space age touchless faucet, or not handle touch.
Yeah, you don't have
faucet,
to crank it. Okay? Just touch.
Here it is.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
So what happens? A guy comes down and goes, I said, I think we've got a water pressure issue. And the guy almost gleefully, another repairman, comes out and says, you've got a faucet issue.
Mm.
With like almost a grin. Faucet replaced. We went from the space age one to the cheap one that, by the way, in the outset of COVID, that's my first real like trip to a store where I was scared, and the guy on aisle number three was going, and I got the cheapest faucet I could
find. Was it a Moen?
Put it in the sink. Huh?
Was it a Moen?
No, maybe it was. Polar? I'm not sure. It was one of those two. You know, there were only two in
Kirkland?
The big box stores. Kirkland. It was a Costco. It was a, I think it was Cottonelle. It was
a good one. Faucet. My faucets are all built by Archer Farms.
Archer Farms, delicious. Yeah, buy a faucet, get a free bag of macadamia nuts. So the faucet, the water pressure is good, not great. I said, is there anything? Okay, this faucet's working a lot better. Can you get a little more pressure on the, and the plumber says, nope. So thank you. Thanks a lot for visiting. Thank you very much. So that's the kitchen faucet. Moving right along. All right. One of the sliding doors that we have in the back of the house, you know how Florida has a sliding glass door and then you walk outside? It doesn't lock. It doesn't lock. So, and it kind of sounds like gravel when you, and by the way, come on down for a visit, you know?
Sure.
In my living room.
A sliding glass door that doesn't work anywhere. And I grew up in a townhouse that had a sliding glass door that constantly jammed or a problem. My dad was yelling, screaming at everybody.
I think it's defective technology, to be honest with you.
You know what you need to protect yourself, Mike, is a Charlie bar.
Right. A Charlie bar that goes right across.
Look at this. No one will get in.
We had
no one will get in.
We had one at the townhouse. I remember this. It was like Charlie a kickstand. They'll go in.
Yeah, you just sit there and you fold it down. Good thing to have.
Yeah.
Really.
It is.
A lot of bad guys get in that way. So so if you're keeping track, and by the way, the sliders didn't work that well, too. Kind of sounded like gravel. So if you're keeping track, bum. And by the way, that hasn't been fixed yet.
Mm.
I haven't. Okay. I just couldn't bring myself to bring anybody out to fix that.
Put some WD-40 on it.
Ain't going to work. No. It's I think it's old. I think it's old, and that's it. So sliding glass door, add it to the list, Rob Spiewak. There we go. Thank you.
Just a subtle laugh track on that.
Sitcom
still
music
stuck on Charlie Bar.
Okay. Let me see. Carla wanted me to throw in that her toilet didn't work.
Mm.
I don't know the details with this. I think she had somebody come out and fix it, but I'm really not sure. I missed this one because it's his and hers thing. So
did she say what the issue was? Because often it's just the flapper ball. That's the thing that goes.
I think the toilet said to her, that ass is just too pretty. But anyway, I'm not sure what happened, but it didn't work. She got it fixed. The refrigerator does not spew out ice. In order for me to take an 8-ounce glass and fill it from bottom to top, this is a minor one. I haven't gotten a repair guy to come out. It would take me about 10 minutes because you hear. Yeah, I just don't
bother. A question for you.
I get like a third of the cup filled with ice every time because I just don't want to sit there and turn 65 while I'm waiting to get ice in the cup.
Do you feel that your ice maker is making an inadequate amount of ice?
I don't know what's wrong. By the way, the indicator light for the little filter that's in it just came on too. So I have to go through the Inspector Clouseau thing. Do you think that's a racket?
Get ready to bend over.
I hate that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Broken ice maker.
By the way, thank you. The dishwasher in the home.
No.
Oh, she was on the show earlier.
I don't think that. Oh, that's lovely. That's very misogynistic.
Oh, you know what? I'll
now
give
you
me
have
one
to hit the alarm for yourself.
Yeah. It's an old joke.
Okay. So the dishwasher, and I'm sure a lot of people have this when it's not a properly installed dishwasher. Anybody have the thing where the top drawer falls out?
Oh,
where it just constantly falls out?
I don't have a dishwasher, so I'll have to defer to Rob.
Yeah. I get that.
But I can't load the dishwasher because I can't put stuff in the bin because the top drawer is coming out and I got to push it in every time. So it's a two-handed procedure and it sucks.
Oh, so it's like tilted.
It falls off the rails.
So it falls out. That's an easy fix. You just need to shim up the front of it. Yeah. You can do that.
Oh, well, I'm not handy, for Christ's sake. And then in the middle of all of this.
Oh, it's a long one. Hold on.
I get a letter from the community.
Oh, a letter.
You are in violation.
Oh.
Because the roof needs to be power washed.
Oh, that is not okay. God. It's a roof.
And the soffit. What's the soffit? The wood border that goes along your house? Yeah. Is that what it is?
I'm thinking of a gable. Hold on. Let me get the proper definition.
Well, gutters,
of soffit.
Soffits, the whole friggin' thing has to be power washed. Thanks, old people that lived here before us. Thanks. And you know, look, I went out and I looked at it and I was like, yep, I think they're right. I looked at the house next door. I don't think they do an inspection in this community every year to go through and
good for the
let
property
homeowners
values.
Know. Well, my, I'm not going to bitch at this stage of the game.
A soffit is a noun. It is the underside of an architectural structure such as an arch, balcony, or overhanging eaves. So it's not even your roof. It's the under part of the roof that hangs below. Over.
Yeah, but the roof tiles, you know, we have tile roofs down here, and so they are
soffit.
That's a soffit.
Oh, soffit.
Yeah, thank you.
You got to clean the soffit.
So that's got to be clean too. He's coming out Saturday. Yeah, thank you.
Another 300. No, probably not even 300, 500 bucks. Jeez.
During this keto time, one of my favorite things to eat are wings. And Publix grocery stores down here
you
in
can
Southwest
eat wings
Florida.
On keto?
Oh yeah, if they're not breaded, if they're not, if they're just fried, if it's just skin and oil.
What about
and,
the sauce?
Seasoning, I don't put any sauce on it.
Actually, you could do the sauce because the sauce is not a sugar base. It's just hot sauce and butter, essentially.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, actually, you could put that would probably be keto friendly, too, but I don't do that. I use
maybe I'll go keto.
I get the hot and spicy ones like a shaker that they put on.
You see, I could not do keto because when I get wings, I get birthday cake flavor.
Rob Spiewak's Happy Birthday Wings. They are famous in Leesburg.
They are.
Ask for them by name.
Come from yards around to eat them.
Yeah, the restaurant's called Fatty's. Go to Fatty's and get Rob's birthday cake wings.
Get there early because the handicapped spaces fill up quick.
Right. Just a fantastic delicacy if you like sweet and savory. So here we go. So when this all going, I 2 days ago decide that I'm going to heat up my wings. And Carl likes to put them in the oven, get a little crisp on them.
Sure.
I'm quickie. Put them in 2.5 minutes in the microwave.
In
good
my
to go.
Tummy.
So I put them in there, take them out ice cold. Then I look at the settings on my microwave. Everything's fine. Put them back in ice cold. The microwave does not work. Like at all.
That is... Because... I'm going to assume, Mike, your microwave's not sitting on a counter. This is the one that actually goes into the kitchen.
It's a
like
built-in?
Mounted somewhere, right?
Tied into the stove.
Oh.
Microwave on top, stove on the bottom. By the way, guess who priced those? Yes, siree. No effing way. I moved into this house. This is, and by the way, this product is key to our very existence.
Of course.
We are a microwave family. We are a microwave family. And another disaster and another call to the General Electric Corporation, where they're sending people out. I'm told they need a special piece of equipment because the entire unit has to be removed. And we're going to find out.
Remember
what
when GE used to be like a mark of quality?
This is supposed to be quality.
I thought it was.
This is supposed to be great quality.
No, GE is, I just hurt my feelings always now.
It's Maytag, GE, Viking, Sub-Zero, all in the same class.
Whirlpool. I thought so. Right? I thought they were good stuff, so it was good stuff.
And then there's GE has levels, and that's the thing. A lot of times they'll give you what is called the contractor grade, GE, and that's built by, in Taiwan by young kids.
What about the, is there like a woof? Like a Wolfgang, something, some
a
kind
wolf.
Of no, a
wolf.
Viking range.
But there's Wolf. Wolf
there's
is
wolf,
an appliance line.
W-O-L-F.
Thermidor is another highbrow one. Yeah. Viking, Thermidor, Wolf, those are the biggies.
I grew up in a GE household, and my mom, she finally broke ranks with her brand. You know how you grow up with brands, you're like, this is what we need?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
She, the washer dryer, finally got a real eyeball on it this past weekend. My mom is out of control.
What did she buy?
She bought the washer dryer, like the equivalent of, you talk about space age?
Yeah.
It's one person living in this house.
All right.
I don't imagine she ever thinks to sell it until like 20 years from now.
Okay.
We could do laundry for your family, Rob's family, my family, in this one washer dryer unit. It is so effing big. She needs a little step stool to reach down to grab
my God.
Her one little load of laundry she does for herself.
So she's actually gone so big she's inconvenienced herself.
Yes.
Wow. Yes.
Wow. Well,
yes.
Problem. That's no good. Down here.
Problem.
She know how to work. Does she know how to work on stuff? Because she can come down here and do it.
No. I'm happy you even have people come into your house.
Yeah.
Like, that's true. Well, that's another
thing. That's another thing. You know, wear masks. Some of them do, some of them don't. We stay away. And then we swab down everywhere they've
that's
been.
That's why you're in the bedroom.
Yeah.
You quarantined.
Yeah.
We quarantine. Mm. We stay away from them. I do that, you know. Yeah.
Makes
so
sense.
That's
makes
it.
Sense.
Well,
so,
one thing that's safe, Mike, at least you won't be able to microwave those masks.
Yeah, I know.
Because the microwave is broken.
But tomorrow, she's been guesting in our home for a while. Tomorrow, Shelley Long will be dropping by. what was the name of that movie with Tom
Money
Hanks?
Pit.
I'm so
the
sorry.
The Money Pit. Yeah, real happy.
What do inspectors microwave. Do? What do inspectors do?
Cash the check.
Thank you very much. That's a good line. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, Mike.
Oh,
it's Adrian.
This is your ex-favorite intern, Adrian Garcia, man.
All right, we played that one just the
I
other
just
day,
sent anyway. You some gummy bears with weed right, in it, bro.
It's a very important message, though. Don't forget our T-shirts and hoodies.
Yes.
Oh, they're available on our website.
Ours arrived. Ours arrived. Yes. Yeah, we ordered a T-shirt and a hoodie. A T-shirt for me and a hoodie for Carla. Carla got the hoodie. I got a hoodie, too.
Like a tease? A tease?
That's just a little, it's a little comment about our distributor there. Okay.
I'll talk to
somebody
him.
Orders a T-shirt. Please send out a T-shirt.
I'll let them know. Let them know.
Thank
I'll
you very
know.
Much. Very good. Yeah.
New design upcoming.
Oh, really?
Cool. New design.
Any chance we could break
debut
that
on
by
Friday?
7 p.m. on Friday. We could let people know.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh,
that's cool.
I'm a,
and can
I'm
I send a 5-second message to Adrian Garcia? Stop it. Stop posting on Facebook, and if one of your hotel guests brings you a Popeye's chicken sandwich, don't eat it. Stupid. That's it.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. Things changing quickly in the mortgage industry. Cornerstone First Financial has emerged as a leader and educator among their competitors. The team at Cornerstone First, I was educated by them the other day.
Yes.
I had some questions about getting money, and I talked to them about it during this difficult time. We all have to borrow more than we want to, but Cornerstone's great, and their whole staff over there, Joanna, Joe Rogers.
Yes.
It's really good. Doug's a good guy also, and, you know, of course, you know, all the people, Mark Livingstone, fantastic, and they're going to help you over there. They even offer their low-rate guarantee because they are a lender and a broker. If they can't do it, no one can. Call Mark. He's a good guy at Cornerstone First Financial today. His number, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 at cornerstonefirst.com online. These changes in the mortgage industry are temporary, so call Cornerstone First Financial today for all of your lending needs, whether it's a purchase or refi, jumbo or conforming, forward or reverse, VA or FHA, Cornerstone First Financial does it all. 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. See what they can do for you. Personal attention from application to closing, everybody. We are running super late on today's show.
We got to do a quickie here. Yeah.
Very, very quick. Let me see. What did I want to talk about? I got so many things to cover. We're running so late. I don't know if I got time for this. Oh, my God. Talk about the good things that DC he's doing.
Okay.
Because you were talking about we try to get a little bit
Bowser.
Of good stuff in
good
there.
Good news. Good
but
news.
But your mayor, Mayor Bowser.
She one, communication is massive, right? The idea that we're getting daily reports and they're available, it's super easy. And if you don't live in DC, most people don't. And I would hope your local county or municipality is doing the same thing, where they say, "Hey, this is where we are today with the COVID-19 crisis. These are the new cases. This is where we see our personal curve flattening or not flattening, whatever." All those vitals are found on one little dashboard. No problem. Mm-hmm. The other underpinning side says, you will notice in the city that we are starting to do road work as we have decided to take this time where no one's on the roads to actually fix the terrible roads that we all know DC has.
That's so brilliant, because I literally get to a point, if I have company from out of town and I drive them around the District of Columbia, I feel I need to apologize about the infrastructure that is 1 mile around the White House that they can't even have the roads right. It's so horrible.
So yesterday we heard the jackhammer. And the reason why I even found this out, because I was like, I got to figure out what the city's doing, because if this is going to be every effing day, I got to account for that. Mm-hmm. And I go to the dashboard, and I kid you not, and this is what you take for granted. These wonderful public works, I would say, administrators, the people that are working on the jobs, they don't have to come. But most cities are probably saying, you know, we'll wait till everything opens up again to actually do something to get everybody back out there. They mm-hmm. all they have their safety equipment. They're shutting down Wisconsin Avenue at times for this. And it makes a big effing difference when I'm in Florida, when I'm in Phoenix, when I'm in Los Angeles. I got to tell you, you notice these things. It changes the little thing.
Yeah,
like,
does.
Oh my Absolutely. God, I didn't just blow a tire or bust a rim, even on an SUV driving to work.
Is this the Makes first time they've closed Wisconsin Avenue since the manholes were blowing up?
Probably.
I believe it is. Yeah, yeah. It takes some.
But the foresight, for those of you that maybe are looking forward to commute back home and getting away from your families and kids, it's going to be a smoother ride. It's going to be a smoother ride. Mm-hmm. Silver line.
Well,
silver line.
Then let's give kudos to, what is the name of the full name of the mayor?
Mayor Muriel Bowser.
Mm-hmm. Muriel Bowser. Yes. All right, way to go. Mayor Bowser. Way to go. Good job, Mayor Bowser. That skinny little arm. We'll take a break and we will come back with news you may not need. Bow, bow, bow. Right here. On the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Ina Garten. My favorite podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show, is incredibly funny. But sometimes when I want to listen, my hands are full. Literally. It's not easy to download a podcast with a fistful of roasted eggplant spread covered with a reduced garlic aioli. Or if you're 10 little piggies or cradling a standing rib roast with a crispy Gruyere Yorkshire pudding. That's why when I'm in the Barefoot Contessa kitchens, I rely on Alexa. How easy is that? All I have to say is, hey, Alexa, play The Mike O'Mara Show. And the most recent episode plays right away. How easy is that? Even Jeffrey can do it. And I actually really hate him. In fact, we really hate each other. It's like being married to a hobbit.
Sure.
How tragic is that? TMOS and Alexa, they go together like little thin slices of salami and caperberry. Now back to my custard.
Mike, Thanks, Anna. A lot of voices. Is that the impression that's closest to your own voice?
Oh, yes.
I think it is.
Same timber.
Love it.
How great is that?
Hobbit.
Yeah, that's great. I'm making my own creme fraiche. Oh. How good is that?
Oh, dear.
Jeffrey and I are going to bathe in a bathtub full of whipping cream with strawberries. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, is there a silver lining to all this craziness? I say yes.
Amen.
Because the pandemic necessitated the invention of the TMOS cocktail party. The MOCP returns this Friday, and not a moment too soon, at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. West Coasters. It's the best way to end another stress-filled week. Jump on Facebook Live, grab a brew, and join us to unwind, relax, laugh, and call us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Plus, there's a free one-time stream of the bonus show after the regular show. Appointment listening. You got to get in on this. By the way, it's shown to be very successful for the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of you are listening live and getting that free hour. And then a lot of people are subscribing to the bonus show to get it, because if we have one like we did last week, you got to listen.
Barn burner.
By the way, while you're cooped up in your house, please keep in mind we got 500 backlog shows, commercial-free, uncensored for you at MikeO'MaraShow.com. The good stuff, if you need it in your life, we need you to subscribe now more than ever. Now's the time to quit sucking. The TMOS bonus show, Passport to the Asport, guaranteed, everybody.
Guaranteed.
Wrong. That one.
News.
News.
What the hell is wrong?
Boo.
God's sake, Michael. Get a little more sleep for that. Stay up till 1 a.m., you moron. Hey, look. Hey. You don't have to think Carol Baskin didn't kill her husband in order to support her animal activism. That would be like forgetting all those important lessons you learned from the Cosby Show just because, you know. On Tiger King, Carol was trying to get Congress to pass the Big Cat Public Safety Act,
ooh,
which would end that whole sordid business of owning, breeding, and selling exotic cats.
Right.
The Animal Legal Defense Fund started a petition to light a fire under our government, and a ton of celebrities have signed it, and I would say no small number of them were inspired by the show.
Of course.
To, you know, prevent this nasty business of breeding animals for so some wingnut
who
can
knew
get a
that
tiger.
I think know. A tiger should be worth more.
Yeah. The life of a tiger should be.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. The names include Joaquin Phoenix and his wife, Rooney Mara. That's got to be a weird breakfast table, don't you think?
I bet
they had a lot of weird in those two.
When you were
actors.
A kid, did you ever go to a friend's house and the house just smelled weird?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet their house smells weird.
I just picture a lot of clinking of silverware in the morning, you know, with Rooney and Joaquin there. Good morning. Yeah, I'm going to change the orchid bin today. Yeah, okay. Thanks, Rooney. Yeah. Right? I'd love to have a camera. Just put a camera on those two.
Yeah.
Right. Think of the roles, all right? How about if she plays the character she played in what was the movie with the girl on a train, not that one, but the other one. The girl with the dragon tattoo.
Yes.
Okay, so Rooney Mara. Yeah.
How about Rooney Mara's character in The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo meets Joaquin Phoenix's character in The Joker?
Nice.
And,
I'd like that.
And they just sit at the breakfast table together. That
dark
would be
roles.
Weird. Dark roles.
Can you pass the maple syrup, please, honey?
Iggy Pop. Ireland Baldwin. Kim Basinger. Ruby Rose. Ian Somerhalder. Who the hell is he?
Who's oh, I'm Ian sure he's sexy.
I don't know. Glenn Close. Angelica Houston. Justin Theroux. Christopher Walken. I went over to Rooney Mara's house. She was sitting there with Joaquin, and they were having waffles, Eggo waffles. They were having delicious Eggo waffles together. And we said, I'll be damned if I'm going to let these tigers. What's the deal with these tigers in captivity? So Rooney said, Joaquin, can't we do something? I said, I'm in. Sign me up, and I'll show you how to make a chicken. Let's see. Mina Suvari, Alan Cumming. I love Alan Cumming.
Yes.
He's wonderful. Jane Lynch, Olivia Wilde, Sarah Silverman, Whitney Cummings, and Jenny Slate. There
great.
They all
fantastic.
Are.
Fantastic.
That's all.
Jane
so
Lynch
much.
Never said no to anything. She loves to do stuff.
This would have been rehearsal if Mike had been a part of rehearsal earlier today. Hey, are you going to include all the names in there? No, that's a bad idea. Thank you. A new study found the average parent doesn't get to relax until 8:39 p.m., I swear to God, I am almost spot on with this time. That's when we actually begin to chill. At about 8:45,
yeah.
It's too late, okay? That's the time each night because they're too busy juggling work, chores, meals, and kids. 3 out of 4 parents say they normally don't have any time to relax until the evening, and 86% would describe their life as a balancing act. Hello. Hi.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. That's where we are. The most stressful time for parents is the middle of the day at 11:54 a.m. Hi, Carla.
Well, Mike, you've got an hour and 25 minutes.
Yeah, but Mike leaves.
That's going to be the stress.
He's Hawk today. Uh-huh. He is an osprey sitting on the perch looking at Mike's life.
Bird on the line.
Maybe sometime this week I can have a discussion about daddy being able legally to get back to his previous lifestyle.
Right.
But nothing's really changed on the mom front yet.
Mm.
Sure.
Mm. Her life involves a lot more interaction with others.
Maybe
so
you should bring her out
crazy.
To the course. She can help you touch the pin.
thanks for remembering. God, get me out of here. Other things parents constantly
I lost
uh-oh.
You, Mike.
You left.
Oh, my
you got yourself
goodness.
Out of here.
Hold
literally.
On. Oh, I know what it is, Oscar.
What?
Charging
low computer.
Cord.
Charging
cord. Charging cord.
They can
cord.
Still hear you, which is important.
Oh, my God. Hold on a second. Shoot! Pumpkin seeds. Yeah, yeah. All right. We are going out to eat. Thank you. Thank you. Waiting till it comes back.
You can see us, correct?
Thank yes. you. No, I can't. No, oh, I lost.
Totally gone.
I lost computer power right. because I'm a moron. Let's see. A new study found the average parent gets 6 hours, something like that. Other parents things parents constantly stress about are money, keeping the house clean, and not getting enough sleep, which was what I had just mentioned. So,
and teen pregnancy. And
yes, which should be going down with all the isolation.
Oh, we can only hope. We can only hope. It's a clinker.
It's a clinker.
The average American thinks they could go a maximum of one more month before hitting their breaking point, according to a new survey. And then they give a bunch of percentages talking about the fact that we are all going crazy, which we are. So I won't bore you with the details. Instead, I will give you some quick hits regarding the COVID.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Yeah.
The governor of Kentucky ripped people for filing fake unemployment claims. Ah, what are you doing all that? All of people trying to cheat the government. And he cited a case where someone used the name Tupac Shakur, but it turned out there actually is a guy in Kentucky named Tupac, and he's been waiting for his check for over a month. The governor called him yesterday to apologize, and you know how that probably went. Hey, listen, Mr. Shakur, I'm real sorry for kind of spotlighting that name, but you know, kind of a... well, when I've gone to a few cocktail parties and I talk about people taking advantage of the welfare state, I'll be honest with you, Mr. Shakur, I usually reference your people. Please accept my most heartfelt apology for what I said to you. For weeks now,
Mike,
I just
showed a picture of Governor Andy Beshear, and I'm just wondering if at any point during that conversation he said, did you all vote for me?
Hey, what's going on now? Come on, come on. For weeks now, some people have been getting an error message on the IRS website when they try to register for their stimulus check, so they haven't been getting their money. Turns out it's because your address has to be... Oh, get ready for this.
What?
Your address has to be in all caps or it doesn't work. Has anybody experienced anything like that?
Oh, my God.
Well, so strange, because you would think that, if anything, it's not going to be all caps.
Right. All caps would screw it up.
Doesn't it seem like... Perhaps they did that on purpose, that was the reason they did that. I mean, it's terrible that they've done that.
A cap sensitive, I guess, even if you're filling out a form, is the most, it's an idiocracy. Like, someone has to want to F you over. Bottom line.
You know what? I'm now going to do a joke for Pony, only Pony, okay? Maybe the website is in Linux, because Linux is case sensitive.
Mike, you're back.
Hiya, Mike.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good shot. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right.
You're back. Just you're back. Here we go. Here
is
we go.
Everything okay?
Everything's
good.
Right?
Okay.
Beautiful.
Yes.
A 26-year-old Florida woman was arrested after she told cops that she broke quarantine to walk to a friend's house and smoke pot with them. She told her it does not qualify as an essential activity.
Does not.
Noise complaints in New York City have jumped 22% during the pandemic because there's not as much city noise to drown stuff out. That's fascinating.
No, I'll take an opera singer any day in New York City singing like something beautiful from their balcony, right?
Yeah, I think it's kind of sweet.
I used to
love the drone of the city noise in New York. I really did enjoy it. It was a neat sound.
Well, the city noise in New York is what the problem is, because with the lack of it, that's why people are having the problems with the noise. That's exactly what's going on with that right now. Moving right along, we've got a tattoo artist in London. He says he's running out of room after he promised to give himself one tattoo a day during the lockdown. That's terrific.
Well, you know, that means he needs to eat more. I've got plenty of room.
By the way, the rates of guns being found by TSA has almost tripled during the crisis. Police in Spain caught a guy breaking the country's stay-at-home order to take his pet fish for a walk in its fishbowl. Doesn't count, not like a dog. And I guess everyone is drinking right now. There is a 79-year-old infectious disease expert in Australia who has a Nobel Prize, and he wanted to know what time a liquor store closed but he accidentally typed it into Twitter instead of Google.
Oh, that's
so
good.
Now an 80-year-old infectious disease Nobel Prize winner is going to get his drink on. Everybody's doing it.
Oh,
everybody's
doing it. That's good booze.
Booze.
And now a little something. A Tennessee man was arrested over the weekend after he reportedly entered the wrong house wearing a gorilla costume. And he scared a 6-year-old girl. Police responded around 2 p.m. Sunday. So this is in the middle of the day.
Mike, that's gorilla costume. High time for gorilla costume stuff.
The resident was in Mount Juliet, Tennessee, where they said a resident had confronted a man in the backyard after realizing he was just inside their home. Hey, I don't care what time of day. It would freak me out.
Sure.
Right? It would freak anybody out. Police said the man who was wearing a gorilla costume took off running, but was located by officers nearby on Portsmouth Court in Mount Juliet. Tough to find him.
Thanks for the specificity.
How can we possibly find him? Oh, there he is. Gorilla suit. They arrested him, identified him as Richard Music. Much more Music. According to police, the investigation revealed Music thought he was at someone else's home.
Of course.
And was looking for another individual in his gorilla suit. I believe the idiot.
Sure.
By the way, if you're sneaking into a house, you probably don't wear a gorilla costume. Then again, it is Tennessee.
Hey, they ain't never going to identify me. I got me a good old gorilla suit on. You know, click, 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 break right in there, and damn little 6-year-old girl. What's she scared about? It's a cute little animal. We got to take a break.
You missed the bright side is at least he was wearing a mask.
Yes. Yeah. Separation. Yes, sirree. Social distancing, little girl.
We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Attention. If you or a loved one has been suffering from hysteria, extended periods of boredom, laughing so hard you pee a little, fear of the end of another show, androphobia, fear of men, confusion about the TMOS world, confusion about the non-TMOS world, hippopotamonstrosequipedalophobia, the irrational need to play Overwatch for hours a day, any characteristics that intern Mac possesses, mania, binge drinking beer and whiskey, old age, douchebag 30s, and extreme hatred of intern promos. As a result of listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Please, don't wait. Subscribe to the TMOS bonus package today to receive free legal advice. Visit the TMOS website now to subscribe. And remember, you are entitled to entertainment.
God bless America.
Yes.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back, Zappos.
Yay!
Woo!
Yay! Here is a coronavirus update. United States Vice President Mike Pence visited the Mayo Clinic yesterday and, despite policy, refused to wear a mask. This was the biggest policy breach since Bill Clinton visited the clinic in 1994 and, despite policy, refused to wear pants.
Horrible.
A model suggests that Georgia's daily coronavirus deaths will nearly double by August with relaxed social distancing. Luckily, the model was Chrissy Teigen.
Oh, Rob. Oh, my
goodness.
See, she can't be relied upon. That's the deal.
New York City schools are changing their grading policies for stay-at-home students. Now report cards will be use pass or use fail. Forget about it. That's for Pauly. But never mind the Rona. Zappos is still going strong.
Yes.
And the time for internet commerce is now. Zappos has your dream wardrobe because Zappos rocks. Support us both by accessing Zappos through the website. Zappos.com provides fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Thank you, Zappos. You are our favorite.
Yes.
And Mike Pence loves mayo. I'm white bread, praise
yes.
Jesus. Thank you very much. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is April 29th, Wednesday. Take it away, Rob.
Yeah, let's pray on it. I like when good people do good things. Jimmy Kimmel, Oscar, you know firsthand he's a good guy. He's a nice guy. He was always kind to you. And I love Dave Grohl from Foo Fighters. Well, Jimmy Kimmel has been spotlighting people on the front line, and last night he was doing a Zoom call with a male nurse who contracted COVID-19 and is recovering well. He found out behind the scenes that the nurse loves the Foo Fighters, and in the call, Dave Grohl pops in.
I know you're a music fan. Yes.
I'd like to introduce you to somebody, TJ. His name is Dave. Dave, say hello.
Dave, I am a huge, huge fan.
How are you?
I'm going a little out of my mind currently now.
I feel
like I'm having a coronavirus dream. This is crazy.
Dave, you gave him a relapse.
The effect I have on most people, I think, yeah.
And it just when you think that's cool, right?
I just love it. That's a smile. That's a good clip. I like that.
Dave Grohl picks up a guitar and sings Everlong for this nurse.
If everything could ever feel this real forever. Wow. If anything could ever be this good again.
And I know things are nuts right now, but that's just a waterworks moment for me. That is so cool.
Well, you know, with all this crap that we deal with at the government level, there are so many stories. I edit out tons of stories a day about people doing wonderful things because it just got a little crazy. Celebrities doing good things.
Yes.
Regular people out there doing good things. Kid with spina bifida, if you want to see something break your heart.
Oh, my God.
There's a veteran over in London. And he did a walkathon to raise money for the National Health Service over in England. They have socialized medicine. oh my God, socialized medicine. It works, and they're raising money for it over there because that's what they do. And we pull together here, too. Well, the kid sees him with spina bifida. This little man, I swear, I think it was a little guy, I think.
I think so,
and, yeah. My mom, when she was a volunteer in the state of Connecticut, worked specifically for a time in her volunteerhood with spina bifida kids. It is a terrible, terrible situation they deal with. And this little guy, you just have no idea how difficult it was for him to take the steps. And it shows him walking and raising hundreds of thousands of dollars for the health service over there. So much good in the world. So much good in the world. Don't let the people that get all the TV time take away from what these wonderful people are doing. It's great.
Mike, the good news rolls on. I don't know if you have a Wiener Schnitzel fast food restaurant near you, but they are doing an international program where they're spotlighting hot dogs from different nations around the world. I assume they're doing curbside pickup because it's not a great time for a restaurant to launch a promotion, but check it out. I think you're going to like this promotion.
Hey, Todd, what you got there?
The three hot dogs we're offering for our World of Wieners event. There's the hearty Cuban dog, the zesty German dog, and the savory Aussie dog.
Travel the globe during Wiener Schnitzel's World of Wieners event.
Mike, it's the World of Wieners, and if you need to find your closest restaurant, just ask Trip Affleck.
He likes good dog as much as the next guy.
Sure, who doesn't? Who doesn't? Why are we hated by the rest of the world? Because of our reality TV cravings. We talked yesterday about 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh.
This one is coming out now, Mike. This is called Labor of Love. Here's the promo. Do you want to guess what Labor of Love is about?
Something about pregnancy?
You're very close.
With most dating shows.
I, of course, never thought I'd be 41 and single.
First comes love, then comes marriage.
Here's to a love story.
But May 21st, Christy wants to put a baby in the baby carriage.
I'm ready. Let's have some kids.
15 daddy wannabes.
Sudden fatherhood is terrifying.
Compete for love and then some.
What labor actually feels like.
Hosted by Kristen Davis.
I want an invitation to the baby shower. Done.
What? Labor of Love delivers May 21st on Fox.
15 baby daddies.
They are involving bringing a human being into the world for competitive reasons in a reality show. They need to go to hell right now. Take a number.
I disagree, Mike. I disagree.
Really?
There are people that shouldn't be have or do not have, honestly, the mental capacity or the energy to bring a child into this world.
Does
and they
this
do it
weed
all
those
the time.
People out?
Well, this is actually
a temporary. This, yeah,
this
sure.
This is a vetting process of vetting processes.
Oh,
to see
so
who's going to be available.
Or now maybe I didn't pay attention to the promo. So they're actually going to vet people. Now I might be encouraged to watch.
You don't think the people that get eliminated are going to go out to Chili's and find someone and bang them anyway? It's no good. By the way, a perfect sponsor for Labor of Love would be World of Wieners. And Mike, we close with this. This is sweet. Seth Meyers did a joke that made me think of your dear, sweet, departed beluga last night.
Okay.
And so I leave you with Seth Meyers.
A pug in North Carolina has tested positive for the coronavirus. Aww. Help! I'm having trouble breathing, said a pug without coronavirus.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody. Be safe.
Miss you, beluga.
Aww.
Anyway, that's it. We got to get out of here. By the way, the cocktail party, 7 p.m. Eastern again. We are doing the same time this Friday. What could possibly go wrong? Should be another special visit. We'll try to get more of your phone calls if we can. Who knows what visitors may drop by. Yeah. You never know. Maybe I'll bring a golf buddy by.
I'd like that.
No, I won't.
Maybe,
no,
maybe Jimmy will come to D.C.
Yeah, that'd be fun. That's it. We got to say bye-bye.
You know
for
what?
Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
That's not appropriate. I don't think that's appropriate. And you should be thanking them for what they've done, not always asking wise guy questions. Sit down. I didn't call you. Quiet.
Where I have the right to do whatever I want as president, but I don't even talk about that.
That was unnecessary. It should have never happened.
Don't be rude.
You are the enemy of the people.